Well, hello everyone. This is Stanley Harris, and I just want to say that today is an awesome day. Today is a brilliant day. Today is a blessed day to be alive and have use of all your limbs, to be able to see, to be able to walk and talk, to just be able to just be in the existence of God's grace. Today I want to talk about agitation, being disturbed, being pissed off, and at who? Yourself. I was at DMV today, and let me tell you something. It's summertime. The lines are long. The service is slow, and the attitudes are mounting. People are just that. We want to be first, but we don't want to take our time to wait on the next person that was in line before us. People started lining up at 6 a.m. this morning, even sooner, just to wait in line for 2 hours or 2 hours and 30 minutes. Why? Because we all want to see the counter or the representative that's behind the counter inside DMV. Let me tell you something. I witnessed some strange stuff this morning. How men and women are ready to fight, pummel each other to the death, all because they weren't first in line. Or if I was first in line and you behind me, you want to tell me to hurry up. And it's not me that you should be saying to hurry up to. It's the receptionist that's waiting on you. Give her time. And then what happens? Security gets involved. Security escorts you out the building. Now, whereas you was in line, now you have to come back another day because you created such a scene at DMV. Nobody wants you there. And security, they don't have time to listen to your story. So it's one of two things that happens. They call Metro or you leave. And in this case, the man and the woman had to leave. And mind you, they was probably in line since after 6 a.m. this morning. But as soon as you go through the entryway, all hell break loose. Excuse my way of saying it like that, but that's exactly what happened. And I was there earlier this morning because I worked out earlier this morning. So I said, well, you know what, let me just go and sit at DMV and get my registration. And so I can take care of my paperwork. Oh my Lord. The things that you are embraced by. The things that you are put in a position to have to see. Lord have mercy. It is something else. I tell you. But let me just say this here. Patience is a virtue. We need to start exercising more patience. We need to start exercising more humility. The world doesn't evolve around us. We aren't entitled to being first or to be taken care of. Our turn will come, but you have to be patient. Stop acting as if though you are the owner of DMV. The world stops when you make an appearance. I don't think so. So what is it that you're going to do that allows your stress level to be at bay? To allow your anxiety level to not be raised? Your blood pressure to be boiling? We set ourselves up for anxieties, heart attacks, stress, depression. All because we don't have patience. It's the same thing with driving out in the car. How many of you have road rage? Oh my God. Really? Take your time. Look at all the accidents that's happening on the street. Somebody involved themselves in an argumentative situation and they get in the car unconsciously thinking and then run into you. No, it's not your fault. It's their fault. But how do we prevent this? Sometimes we have to just settle down, start over, ask God to help us. Yeah, I know we have a lot of confirmed atheists, but believe in something that's much more powerful and much more profound than yourself. I believe that you can do it. You believe that you can do it. Implement that change because it's necessary. God's blessings upon you. I just felt compelled to share this because this is what I was witnessing this morning. Wow. And I just decided not to invade nobody's privacy by putting it on YouTube. I didn't record it, though I could have, but I didn't. Let's start respecting ourselves first, and then we can respect our neighbors that we don't even know. Go to Amazon.com. Check out that new bestseller, Joys and Absence of a Mother. It's time. Wouldn't you agree? And for those of you who need continued encouragement, advice, and you wish to have someone such as myself come and speak, email me, sbh345stanley@gmail.com. Again, that email address is sbh345stanley@gmail.com. I will be glad to come to your office, your park, your school, wherever you are, to give you inspiring words of wisdom and encouragement because it's needed on a daily basis. Let's wrap ourselves up in something that's much more meaningful and purposeful to us in our life. Only you know what that is. God's blessings continually to you. Take care.